A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember, this is a continuation of our Lord's discourse on the end times and his return again in glory. And St. Ambrose, writing at the end of the third, early fourth century, said this about why would our Lord choose of all the trees he could have spoken of, the fig tree? And he says the fig tree is oftentimes used symbolically for Judaism. And so the full flowering of Judaism, we believe, will come at the end of time. That just as there was a rejection by many during our Lord's life on earth, we believe there will be a mass conversion of Jews before the coming of our Lord, that they will accept the gospel and Jesus Christ is the true Messiah. But he says also this fig tree, it could be symbolic of the Antichrist, the man of sin, the man of iniquity, because the full flowering of Judaism is, of course, the church issuing forth from, coming out of Judaism. And the man of iniquity will be that false Christ, where at the end of time he will appear to be the true one and many will follow him before our Lord Jesus Christ comes again in glory. But one of the most striking set of words within this passage, and one of the least understood, is when our Lord says, this generation will not pass away. And anybody taking that literally, they would say, okay, Lord, well, that generation passed hundreds of generations ago, what did you mean by that? And St. Augustine says, if we take all of our Lord's words literally, we will be deceived. That clearly he was speaking here allegorically or spiritually. And he says, this generation, he said it could refer to the entire human race, where in the course of the history of the world, it's a very brief span of time. He said, or it could refer to the Jews, who, again, will not cease to exist before our Lord returns. But he said, most likely, it refers to the age of the church. You know, those thousands of years before our Lord comes. Then our Lord says, this generation will not pass away. And he immediately goes on to say, because my words will not pass away. That those who believe my words, those in whom my words abide, even when all of creation is destroyed, they will not be destroyed. Because my word is in them and lives in them, and my words are eternal. I close with this. Just in the last few months, I've had several opportunities to get together in ecumenical gatherings with very faithful non-Catholic Christians, Protestant ministers, Protestant pastors. And one of the beautiful terms that they've used in my conversations with them, they've said about a friend of theirs or an individual within the group, they'll say, he is a man of the word, right? She is a woman of the word. And though they don't have the fullness that we have in the church, not only sacred scripture, but the entire tradition of the church, how beautiful if that could be said of us, that we're someone so immersed in the word of God that they use that title for us, a man of the word, a woman of the word. You know, the more deeply we ponder the mysteries of our Lord's words, the more fully we embrace them, and we grasp ever greater truths that he sought to reveal to us, so that we'll be all the more prepared when he comes for us in his return in glory or at the end of our lives.